The launch of a federal regional assessment of the Ring of Fire has the backing of the region's leading mine developer and a government in Queen's Park that's bullish on resource extraction. But Wailu Canada and Ontario's Mines Ministry want the assessment process to stay on schedule and expect Ottawa to show a real financial commitment toward development. The regional assessment has moved at a snail's pace since former Federal Environment Minister Jonathan Wilkinson first called for one in February 2020. With a federal election looming, the Impact Assessment Agency of Canada revealed on January 20 that the terms of reference, with a work plan to move the process forward, had been finalized. Co-led by Indigenous tribal councils and communities, the regional assessment is described as a planning tool to assess to the potential impacts of multiple mines and related movement in the James Bay region. Wailu responded it's supportive of the regional assessment provided federal bureaucrats and the 15 participating First Nations stick to their own prescribed timelines to produce a final report within 30 months. Wailu supports the advancement of a regional assessment in partnership with First Nations communities, said Wailu Canada CEO Kristen Straub in an email. It aligns with our advocacy for advancing development in conjunction with community-based land use planning processes. Our hope is that the assessment will advance in a timely manner in accordance with the schedule set out in the approved terms of reference. While government inertia once led Cliffs Natural Resources to abandon its efforts in the Ring of Fire, Wailu hasn't given an indication of slackening off on exploration activity or pressing pause on its project, almost 3 years after the Australian company appeared on the scene. Wailu wants to start construction of its Eagle's Nest nickel deposit in 2027, contingent on the groundbreaking of a contentious north-south road into the Ring of Fire. Nickel and chromite were first discovered in the area known as the Ring of Fire in 2007-2008. The story thus far is one of exasperation and inaction to mine one of the promising mineral belts in the world and frustration by some area First Nations to have a voice on what activity takes place on their traditional lands. Over the years, both Ottawa and Queen's Park have lauded the vast untapped mineral wealth in the James Bay region, but neither branch has gotten on the same page on the regulatory and funding front to make any tangible progress. For Ontario Premier Doug Ford, developing the Ring of Fire is a key cog in his government's critical minerals strategy. Ford recommitted to a $1 billion promise made by the previous Wynne government back in 2014 to fund a Ring of Fire industrial and community access road network. But convincing Ottawa to get on board to match those funds has been a struggle dating back more than a decade, regardless of party stripe. The Mines Ministry brought that up again this week, reiterating that it continues to call on the federal government for a matching funding commitment. Both governments want to avoid unnecessary overlap or duplication in the environmental assessment process, but the Mines Ministry didn't specify if the province will be involved in the regional assessment. The ministry responded that collaboration between First Nations and the two branches of government can achieve our collective objectives. Ontario remains open to working with all partners to advance our economic opportunity and job creation in the north, including the Ring of Fire region. The ministry chose not to respond to a question about the province's often maligned consultation process with Indigenous communities and if it plans to make any changes or reforms to allow more outlying communities to have a say on development. Marten Falls Chief Bruce Aknipinskom recently suggested that wider consultation and inclusion in discussions about development in the Ring of Fire might build more trust between the province and First Nation communities. How much the regional assessment will cost is unknown. The Impact Assessment Agency of Canada responded that it will provide adequate funding to First Nations partners as well as funding to ensure meaningful participation of Indigenous peoples and the public throughout the assessment process. The precise geographical area for study, showing landmarks, is unclear. A publicly released document line shows general lines on a map showing a potential mine development area and a larger regional assessment area. The study area will factor in watersheds and communities' traditional territories. However, the prospects of this exercise reaching a successful conclusion aren't looking positive with a federal election this year. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre, the prohibitive favorite to become Canada's next prime minister, has vowed to scrap the Impact Assessment Act, which may put the regional assessment process in jeopardy.